This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
As we come to the end of the Gregorian calendar, or the Christian calendar that we find at the moment, whereby many individuals or sensible individuals amongst their society and also in our society begin to reflect upon what has taken place over this year, whether it be the world of politics or economics or natural disasters that they claim, or things that have taken place, people begin to review and begin to study and to look at the mistakes that they made previously and how they can begin to better themselves. Obviously, for us Muslims, we don't have a set moment as such. But there's no harm at times for Muslims as part of their life to begin to review and assess themselves. We all know that when many of us, we face things of this dunya, whether it be a job assessment or career or form of interview, how many of us we get worried or begin to get worrisome about what we're about to face. But for some of us, we find, unfortunately, when it comes to thinking or reflecting about what we will present in front of the real interview or the real appointment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and some of us begin to throw this to the back of our mind, that life has become a life of entertainment, a life of rejection. Thus you find that how many Muslims will unfortunately come out and celebrate on this paganistic festival of New Year's Day, that we find that many Muslims will go out there and participate in their rituals and their celebrations. And we know that as Muslims, it's not allowed for a Muslim to participate in specific days, especially days which are based upon immorality, or bad behavior and misconduct. For them, it's a materialistic society to enjoy themselves. And then they talk about poverty. For example, amongst the largest gatherings on this New Year's Eve that you find will take place on one of the beaches in Brazil. More than 1.5 million people, up to 2.5 million people will gather. And how many of the people are living underneath the poverty line, yet they have so much money to spend? The second largest gathering in the world will be in Sydney, in Australia, whereby more than 1.5 million will gather. The largest firework display will take place. And Trafalgar Square, not too far away from us, how many people gather there as well? And how many of our Muslim young men and women will go and participate and get involved in all types of muharramat and fawahish, in the drinking of alcohol and taking of drugs and bad behavior, misconduct? That's what some of us, our life unfortunately has become. The real believer is the one that betters themselves, just like amongst their society. The elite people begin to better themselves and to look at their downfalls and begin to have lofty aspirations and goals. And you find in the hadith, La يُلْدَغُ الْمُؤْمِنِ مِنْ جُحْرٍ وَاحِدٍ مَرَّتَيْنِ. The believer is never stung from the same hole twice. The believer never makes that same mistake twice in their life. The believer is one that betters oneself, betters herself, is able to see the mistakes previously and begin to become a better individual. That's that which has been attributed to Umar ibn Khattab, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Bring yourself to accountability before you're brought forth to accountability on that day. So the clever individual is the one, the clever mu'min, the believer, is the one that assesses himself or herself every single day. Every single night the believer sits down and begins to reflect. That did I pray my prayers punctually? Did I pray them appropriately? On time? Did I make zikr? Did I do something good? Did I do something bad? How can I better myself for the following day? That's how the believer is. That's not just the way of disbelievers or people who don't believe. They also have this concept of reassessing themselves and bettering themselves. Even though we find that most of their rituals and their practices are based upon paganistic rituals. Even the 1st of January, you begin to read it historically. January is taken from the Greek god or the Roman god pagan that we find, the idol they used to worship by the name of Janus. Janus means person with a door. Meaning a door, this god, is supposed to have two faces. A face that looks to the future and looks to the previous year. So it becomes the spirit of the following individuals. So most of their mums, most of their names, most of their titles are based upon paganistic rituals and practices that we fail to understand and begin to think there could be some khayr and goodness in the things that they're doing. From the Quran that we find the believers are those individuals, from Ibadur Rahman, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّهْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. Believers, Ibadur Rahman, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions and talks about the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ, servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they walk upon the earth in a state of tranquility, in a state of peace, in a state of humbleness.
وَإِذَا خَاطَبُهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ Ignorant individuals all around us that we find, who say things about Islam, who make comments about us, make comments about everything. What do believers say? They're not worried about these individuals. لِأَنَّهُمْ جُهَالٌ They're ignorant individuals. They say to them, Salama, peace be upon you, or peace, and that's it. And then the sifat, they continue. The believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ They never ever make testimony to falsehood. Azur, in the general meaning in the Arabic language, means false testimony, any form of lying, a false oath. But it has an inner meaning, Ibn Kathir also mentions on his tafsir. He highlights that Zur is A'yadul Mushrikeen wal Kuffar. Any day of celebration, any day of theirs which is specific to them, it's not allowed for a believer to greet them on their days. وَإِذَا مَرُوا بِاللَّهُ مَرُوا كِرَامًا When they go past people who are wasting their time, wasting their life, مَرُوا كِرَامًا They walk and they move in a noble manner. The Prophet ﷺ, when he saw what certain people are doing, or he felt that urge to go and visualize them, reading his seerah what happened to the Prophet ﷺ, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved the best of creation. He just wanted to go and visualize what possibly the people are doing on their days of celebration when they get together. As he began to descend from the mountain, a form of sleep came over him and he fell asleep. He never visualized that. That's the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the blessing we want to be thrown upon our youth. There's no need, there's nothing special to go and visualize, to go and see. What is there to visualize? What is there for them to experiment? What is there for them to go and visualize? Nothing but kufr and disbelief. Come min shababina. How of our youth have never ever seen haram inside their life. But somebody takes them and encourages them and highlights this is something good. And you find the following year that the same young individual, those same people have become some of the worst of individuals. Because that person has taken them towards something which is haram. The believer never encourages another haram upon another individual. Maybe the believer lives a life of haram themselves, does something incorrect themselves, but the believer does not lead other people towards vice. Whoever leads another person towards vice will carry that same wisdom, will carry that sin as well. So the believer is very vigilant about their life, of not being an individual who causes people towards haram and towards incorrect practices. As the Quran highlights, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ Encourage one another towards bir, towards piety, towards good action, towards righteousness. Don't encourage one another towards animosity, towards hatred, towards bad practice, to evil practices, towards sins. So the believer is very vigilant in encouraging people to come towards a path of khayr, the path of goodness. So we as Muslims begin to make that muhasabah, to make that accountability of ourselves. That what have we presented that will be brought forth in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The thing that will be presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the righteous actions of the individual. That is what will help the individual on that day. As the Quran itself highlights, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ Fear that day whereby you're going to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no soul will be oppressed. Nothing can be hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there happens to be an atom's grain, mustard seed of goodness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring it forth on that day. No one can conceal that from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you find inside Surah Luqman, whereby Luqman is talking towards his own son, and it's mentioned to him that even happens to be mustard grain, which is underneath the rock, or happens to be inside the ocean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring it about, will bring it forth. He's the most subtle, the most aware. So nothing can be hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An atom's weight of goodness could be the goodness that tips the scales to help that individual to enter into paradise. And likewise the opposite, an atom's weight of evil. Because many times we find inside our society, more and more people begin to say, it's only a small sin, it's only a minor sin. Tayyib, it can be only a minor sin. But read what the fuqaha mentioned, that you find al-istimrar bis-saghair tusbih min al-kaba'ir. Continuous repetitious nature of a minor sin eventually is classified as a kabira. It's classified as a major sin. And likewise we find there is no major sin ma'al istighfar. If a person makes tawbah wa istighfar in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all types of sins are wiped away by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this world that we live in at the moment, that people begin to dissect the world of sins, they fail to understand that those minor sins, or those major sins, or those minor good deeds, will be something which will benefit the individual on that day. That's you find a prophetic tradition. Never ever should a believer, that تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْءٍ Don't despise any good deed. Any good deed, don't despise it. Don't belittle it. The most beloved thing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَحَبُّ الْعَمَلِ إِلَى اللَّهِ subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ is an action which is done on a regular basis. Wa in qalla, it happens to be a small action. Some people may think it's a small action. Tilawatul Quran yawmiyan, to read the Quran every single day, to read a few ayat, to read a hadith, to do some sadaqah, to do a good deed. Person yastamir, continues in a regular basis. Does that lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on a regular basis. Don't lose focus, don't lose hope. Every single thing is documented with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, at times the individual needs bushra, needs an encouragement that people say you are doing good or you're doing bad. But the real believer carries on. لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Believers that you find will have glad tidings inside this dunya and likewise inside the akhirah. That's the Quran described those individuals before this ayah. أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَهُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Those are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those individuals who persevere, who continue the path and the journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no fear, no grief upon them. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Those who have iman towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had that deep conviction, وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. They have taqwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it takes you towards obedience. And it takes you away from disobedience. If any individual understands this meaning of taqwa, yes, there's many istalahat, many descriptive natures, technical studies of taqwa is, but taqwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something simple. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِخْوَةُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you wherever you are. بِمَعْنَى, He watches over us. He sees all of our actions. He watches them and He notes all of our actions. If a person develops that inside their heart, that is taqwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاء. Those individuals who reach a certain level of ilm, that doesn't mean all of us are not people of ilm. Your ilm, whatever you tutabbiq, whatever you implement, is classified as ilm in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَمْ مِنَ النَّاسِ. How many people in the doctorah, والشهادات, والتخرج من جامعة علانية أو فلانية, you graduate from this university or this institute, hold this shahada, have this title. That ilm has become hujjah alayhim, has become an evidence against them. مَا يُطَبِّقُونَ sunnah. They don't implement the sunnah. They don't teach the sunnah. They don't revive the sunnah. They don't encourage the sunnah. They speak ill against it. They speak against it. So that ilm is a hujjah against them. صَاحِبُ sunnah is the one. وَإِنْ قَلَّ فِي حَيَاتِهِ. Person becomes deficient inside their life. يُرَغِّبُ النَّاسِ. يُرَغِّبُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Encourages the believers. فَإِنَّنِي فِي الضَّعْفِ. I have weakness. I have certain discrepancies inside my life. But you should cling to the sunnah. تَمَسَّكُوا بِسُنَّةِ. Hold fast to the teachings of the Quran. Hold fast to the teaching of the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad SAW. That is the path of success. That is the path that you find in those individuals who live according to that life and try their best to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you find on a day of judgment that mountains of good deeds will be given to those individuals who've done their actions in a state of secrecy. So many of us, we do our actions to be praised, to be known. People speak well of us. The real believer is the one. Ya ayyuhal mu'minun. Seek moments inside your life that there's hidden things inside your life. Just like we conceal our sins and our mistakes on a daily basis, we don't want anyone to know our sins. Likewise, good deeds. Do them at moments inside your life. That only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what good deed you've done. And inshallah, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, you'll see the mountains of khayr, the mountains of goodness when you return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will say, where did this come from? Where did this salah come from? Where did this zakah come from? Where did this hajj come from? Where did this umrah come from? Where did these good deeds come from? Where did they come from? You encourage another individual. You remind another individual. You took them by the hand and said, ya akhi, it's not befitting for you to attend these functions in these wretched days, for you to have this practice. You're a good brother, of good etiquette, of good behavior. Stay away from these practices. قَدْ يَكُونَ هَذِي الْكَلِمَةِ تُؤَثِّرْ فِي قَلْبِهِ. These words could enter into his heart, make him to stay away. وَكَمْ مِنَ النَّاسِ. How many individuals, when you deliver the right message to them, you give them the right uslu and the right words, you find that their heart is a heart which is full of reception, a heart which wants to accept the truth. But when a person comes with shidda, comes with gulf, comes with hatred, comes with animosity, comes with trying to belittle the individual, then how many of those hearts begin to retaliate, begin to return back and enter into more elements of kufr? The Prophet ﷺ was sent as an individual who had the finest of character inside his life. That's the Quran mentions, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If you've been harsh inside your life, you've been rude to the subjects around you, لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. They will split away from you. But the message you find inside his life, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We don't send you except for mercy to all of the world. Likewise, in the Surah Tawbah that we find, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. انظر إلى هذه الصفات للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, there's come a messenger from amongst your own self. It grieves him, it harms him, it bothers him. You're not coming towards a path of guidance. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. These are the sifatul Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is merciful, he is compassionate, he is kind, he is humble, he is caring about the people around him. That's what we should be in this path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worried about the subjects around us. For every one individual who comes to the masjid, there's possibly more than 999 individuals. مِنْ شِبَابِنَا. From amongst our youth, from amongst our women folk, from amongst our society, involved inside Muharramat مَا نَتَصَوَّرْ. We cannot even imagine at the moment. Some of us are living in a bubble world. We don't seem to understand that the level of Muharramat that we find, that our youth and our communities entered, has gone beyond a level that we cannot imagine anymore. From the level that many of us may have grown up seeing, mild elements of Muharramat, it's traveled far beyond that. Because of a lack of commitment, a lack of devotion, a lack of reminding the people around us in a way of trying to bring them back to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ. Remind them about the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remind them that all of us have to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And any sensible individual will begin to make that muhasabah, make that accountability. Look how many disbelievers return back to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they return back, why can't the Muslim youth around us, why can't they also return back to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It all needs that skill and that ability, a tawfiq min Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remind them to return back to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For their own benefit, for their own welfare, for their own success. It doesn't benefit us in any manner. It doesn't benefit the Muslim ummah. It doesn't strengthen anything. It benefits the individual, their own selves, inside this dunya, likewise inside the akhirah. وَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِجَمِيعِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تمسك بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Without a shadow of doubt, there is a great element of struggle to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially living in an environment surrounded by so many temptations and so many desires. So go back and read Kitab al-Jannah wa Sifatu Na'imiha wa Ahliya inside Sahih Muslim. Read the Book of Paradise and the descriptive nature of paradise and the blessings of the people of paradise. Because sometimes we find that many times we begin to scare people about the bad ending. But look at the opposite. Go and read the good ending of the believers. Read the bliss. Read the na'im. Read the pleasures. Read the delights that will be given to the believers who persevere upon this path. And that's as we know inside the same chapters or just before that we find that is dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. This world is a prison for the believer and a paradise for the disbeliever. And then our hadith begin to talk about that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created paradise and created the hellfire, and when Jibreel alayhi salam saw the paradise and said that whoever sees the paradise want to straight away dive into paradise, take the treasures of paradise, take the good dwellings of paradise, and whoever sees Jahannam want to stay away from it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted, surround paradise with obstacles. حُفَّتِ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمَكَارِحِ وَحُفَّتِ النَّارُ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ. And surround the hellfire with shahawat. فَمَعْنَا الشَّهَوَاتِ. Surround it with desires, with temptations. Surround hellfire. Every single path of temptation is a path that leads eventually the person towards Jahannam. And thus you find that the believers are those individuals. قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِ الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ. Believers are those individuals, see the difference. Something which is khabith, something which is impure, something which is haram, which is forbidden. قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِ الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ. In front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which is pure and impure is not the same. وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Even though the bad things, look how the Quran describes it. أَعْجَبَ, أَعْجِبُكَ, it startles you. It begins to mesmerize you, begins to attract you. It makes you come closer towards it. But the real believer understands that all that glitters, as I say, is not gold. or that greatness does not attract you towards something which is good. It rather attracts you towards something which is haram. And there's no exaggeration in this, that most of these people, even these celebrations, that they make that vow, they make that promise, they're never going to do it again. Most of them who drink, they say, I'm not going to drink again. But because they have no other option, they're hollow, they have no spirituality. Most of them, they feel sick, they throw up, they have their hangovers, they admit it's something which is bad for them. But that's the only way they can carry on their life, because they don't have spirituality. Most of you read their promises that they make, that the ta'ajjub, you'll be startled. You know what many of their promises are on this New Year's Eve that they make? Their promises are to give up drink, to give up smoking, to give up drugs, to become more of a family individual, take care of their children, take care of their wife, take care of their career. That's amongst their top 10 resolutions they make inside their life. But we know the following day they give it all up. Because what do they lack in their life? They lack iman. They don't have iman. Amma nahnu, we find iman. That's why Aisha mentioned that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down straight away, don't drink alcohol, don't drink khamar. You know what? Many of the companions would never ever given up drinking alcohol. Tasawwur has not a blame upon them. Kana juz min hayatihim. Used to be part of their life. Used to be part of their life. But because they did not have iman. So Aisha mentioned that because ayat came down, at-tadarruj al-imaniya, to develop their iman. When finally the ayat of khamar came, iman was inside their heart. What do you find about them? Straight away in the ayat they came, they began to abstain from it, stay away from it. Rather, before that, began to ask questions. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ. They ask you about wine and drink. Or you find the Qur'an mentions, don't come to salah wa antum sukara, hatta ta'lamu ma taqulun. They began to get worried that we're drinking and we're offering our prayers. Some of us come in a state of drunkenness. So the Qur'an gives them a mild rebuking, tells them, don't come to salah in a state of intoxication. So when the final ayat comes inside Surah Al-Ma'idah, يَا يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِبْسٌ مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Look how the Qur'an describes khamr. Umm al-khaba'ith, the mother of all sins. A man may never commit any sin inside his life. وَلَكِنْ لَمَّا يَشْرَبَ الْخَمْرِ حِينَ يَشْرَبَ الْخَمْرِ. When a person drinks alcohol, the person fornicates, commits adultery, kills, steals, lies, may even kill their own mother, their daughter, their children. That is described in the Sharia, Umm al-khaba'ith, the mother of all sins. That's defined for اجْتَنِبُوهُ. Stay away from it. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. In the Qur'an, many things are mentioned. حُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ. This is made haram upon you. But when the Qur'an mentions فَاجْتَنِبُوا أَلِجْتِنَابَ أَشَدُّ مِنَ التَّحْرِيمِ. Ulama Fusul al-Fiqh have mentioned, when the Qur'an mentions أَلِجْتِنَابَ أَشَدُّ مِنَ التَّحْرِيمِ, it's far more severe than the Qur'an says, this is haram upon you. It goes far beyond that. That from every single element, every single way, abstain from anything to do with alcohol. That's in conclusion, you find a hadith in Sahih Muslim. 10 individuals, or 10 types of individuals. Look, come in Shababina, they say, I'm studying in a university, I'm sitting in an environment, I work with my colleagues, I go and have an orange juice with them, I sit on their table. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. How many of those same individuals are just sitting with an orange juice, or sitting in that table, or sitting in that environment, or just going into the pub or whatever it may be with them, eventually become the same individual, begin to drink those substances. Because the Sharia says, لا تجلس, don't sit on the table where khamr is being served. Don't sit in that location. Don't buy from that location. Don't sell in that location. Don't transport it. Don't crush the grapes. Don't deliver it. Don't sit there. All of it is haram in the Sharia. Every single door is closed. But look how we begin to make our excuses. It's the work environment. It's career. It's my friends. It's this, it's that. We have our sha'ar. We have our symbols. We hold fast to them to protect ourselves. To protect ourselves. To save ourselves. And likewise, we continue the journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to encourage all of us to stay away from the path of munkarat, stay away from the path of evil. Yes, it's going to be a difficult task to stay away from these shahawat, but know that the end reward will be immense with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that those individuals who control themselves and control their life, their hisab and their ajr is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability to stay away from the sin ma dhahara minha wa ma batan, whatever is apparent from the sins and whatever is hidden. To encourage to call to all of our young brothers and sisters and the people around our society, to encourage them to stay away from vice inside these days and the rest of the day, that we will return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state of tranquility, a state of peace, and a state of humbleness and acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allaha wa malaikatu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين قوموا لصلاتكم يرحمكم الله.